BBC Radio Suffolk
with Rachel Sloan.
Yeah, sitting in for Mark Murphy all of this week.
Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Yeah, they haven't got around to making a Rachel's App of the Week, so we'll borrow Mark's because Matt is here, Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design, and very nice to see you again. We keep bumping into each other. He must have a lot of Fridays off. Oh, no, it's Monday. Today. Monday. No, it's Monday's off then.
So, yeah, I think he was ill, wasn't he?
That's right. So. Toothache problems last week.
That's
so
right,
very
yes.
Nice to see you, Matt.
And you?
And what is your App of the Week?
Today's App of the Week is an app called Chrome Remote Desktop, which is a little app which runs on Macs, PCs and Android at the moment.
And I've grabbed my iPhone, but it's no good at the moment.
Not at the moment. It's due out shortly on iPhone and iPad. But what it does is it enables you to remotely connect to another PC or a Mac that's running Chrome and has the remote sharing feature enabled. So evidently I've missed it, but it's been out for a couple of years on PC, which is basically where you can connect remotely to another PC as long as it's giving you access.
So you have to go to your computer and set up to say, yes, you're happy to share.
Yeah, you set sharing up and you set a PIN number up, and then you can invite another user to share with you. Or if it's on the same username and password, which in my case it is, it automatically picks them up.
Now, people who are very into their computers and their iPhones and the rest of it will know exactly what you're talking about. But for some, they might be sitting there with a very glazed look on their face. So in what circumstances would you want to use this app?
If, in my case, I look after customers, for instance, and because I'm setting them up with email, they're forever having difficulties trying to set up their email with the right server names and bits and pieces like that. So in this case, I can connect to their PC and I can set up their mail. So it's like a window onto their PC in front of them. And as I move the mouse around and open the windows and all of those things, they will see that happening in front of their eyes. And at first, it's quite spooky seeing that happen. But basically, it's a way of remotely connecting to another PC or another Mac that you might own. For instance, my dad has problems with his PC sometimes, and again I would connect into his and fix them and then jump straight out again.
I can see here the cheers going out across the county now, as anyone who's not terribly good on computers but has got one thinks, oh, my son or my daughter will be able to help me now, even though they live in Timbuktu.
That's right. I mean, this is not a new technology. Being able to connect remotely to computers has been around since computers have been invented. And there's other services such as Join.me, which I've used in the past. But what's nice about this is because it works directly from your settings in your browser. So if you use Google Chrome as your web browser, it's an option in there to share your desktop, and then people can then connect to it and view your entire, you know, they can minimise Chrome and work on settings and anything else.
So this ought perhaps to come with a bit of a word of warning. You don't give just anybody access to look at your stuff,
no, it's password protected as well. So you'd give them an individual password in order to connect to your machine. So, yeah, you wouldn't necessarily invite the planet to say, come and access my computer, because they would have access to browse around on it and look at stuff. So, yeah, it's meant to be there for assistance purposes. Or if I'm here and I've forgotten to save a document, for instance, and email it to myself, I can connect to my PC here. I could open my email, attach the document, send it, and then it would drop through to my phone here.
So. Oh, well, someone like me who works freelance, then obviously a lot of my work is done back in my own office at home. So I could go on my computer here, on my iPhone when it happens on iPhone,
on
my iPhone here and link to my computer at home and save the day.
If you wanted to, you could do that. Yeah, exactly.
That's a really useful one. Thank you very much indeed, Matt. Chrome Remote Desktop is the name of the app.
That's right.
That's the app.
And it comes with Google Chrome, which is a web browser. So if you have Google Chrome, you already have that facility.
Right. Well, thank you for reminding of us and introducing it to us for those who don't know. Matt, we've been talking about children's television today. What was the children's television for your childhood?
Loads of different things. One, I was thinking about when I was driving in and you were talking about it. And I think that I loved cartoons when I was a kid, and I loved Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey
was my favourite cartoon.
And that was a karate thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was voiced by a very famous singer called Scatman Crothers. He was a singer and actor. He was in The Shining and One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest. And if you would see any of those films and then watch Hong Kong Fu, you'd recognise his voice straight away. But super. I've got it. I've got the entire, all the series on DVD at home. Brilliant. I used to watch a few of the others as well, which I think were as... Why Don't You, I think, was another
why
one.
Why don't you switch off to your TV and go and do something and do more...
less boring instead, yeah.
That's it,
which
why
I generally
you?
Did when it came on. there were loads of things. Play School I used to watch when I was very young, and I remember loads of the other ones that have been mentioned.
Isn't it interesting? It's the one thing that
Swap
sort of...
Shop.
Swap Shop, yeah, unites us. Once you start talking about children's television, it doesn't matter if you're 60 or whether you're 30, you've got memories of TV.
Swap Shop was probably a Saturday morning definite one with Niall Edmonds and Keith Chegwin. You'd come and do the Swapperama near where I lived. So, yeah.
A multicoloured Swap Shop.
That's it.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt. We'll see you again next week. Matt Porter for Matt Porter Design, Web Design, with his latest app recommendation. It's Chrome Remote Desktop.